We are a supplier of high-quality, American-made tactical gear and apparel. We have pledged a commitment to excellence, and from that pledge, we will not waver. EmpireTactical.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide, it is already Thursday, the 22nd day of January, 2015. Can you believe it? Soon the first month of 2015 will be dead and gone. Dead and gone. We have Lionel, former prosecutor and media analyst, joining us for 30 minutes during the second hour today to give us his take on Hollywood propaganda films like American Sniper and Selma and what's really behind these pieces of propaganda. I've seen American Sniper, and I got to say the actor that played Chris Kyle deserves an Academy Award. He acts and looks and behaves and tells East Texas-style jokes exactly like the real Chris Kyle does. Because I'm from East Texas. I mean, it was frightening how accurate that they got it. And expanding on that, another film that really got it right, describing East Texas, was Joe, that came out last year. If you've actually lived in those areas and been around people, they got it right. They really got it right in that film that was shot in Bastrop. You know, that's not East Texas, but it's the Lost Pines that when a glacier was over Texas, for some reason it didn't knock down that little group of trees that's in central Texas that genetically match the trees in East Texas. So I'm kind of just going off on a rabbit trail. You know, the reason that's such an avant-garde film is that most of the people in it were not actors. They were real people hired out of the local area, including the drunk that plays the father. He's a real wino who died shortly after the film. And that's why it's so powerful, because it's not an actor. That's like the film Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson. When I went and saw it, it was showing at a theater, an art house theater. I didn't look at a review. I just said, oh, I want to see that. It's a science fiction movie. I didn't want it to be spoiled for me. So I didn't read a review. I just went and saw it, and I thought, something's weird about this movie. It's very powerful, very disquieting. And then I went and looked it up and discovered almost everyone in it is not an actor. But they went a step further. They didn't know they were in the movie. They didn't know they were being abducted in Scotland by Scarlett Johansson. She's simulating serial killings of men. I'm spoiling it all right now. She's a space alien. It's been out for a couple of years, so I can talk about it. She's a space alien. You don't find out to the end. She's abducting men and killing them. And it's real until they bring them in to kill them. And they get them to sign waivers and stuff. Hey, you're going to be, you know, these men think they're being picked up to go have sex with Scarlett Johansson. Imagine Scarlett Johansson pulls up and she's picking you up. It's unbelievable the levels that film and cinema, since Hollywood lost its power, it's lost a lot of its power. It still put out big blockbusters, big propaganda films, and still have successes, but not every time. In fact, less and less, and their profits are down because the power of cinema is being diversified. Incredible directors out of Mexico, incredible directors out of France and Spain and Russia and Japan. I just keep seeing the best stuff out of Mexico for whatever reason. And it's films out of Scotland, like Under the Skin, with hidden high-def cameras. That's the kind of movie I'd like to make. About the New World Order and do outrageous things that the New World Order is actually doing, simulate stuff like that, like testing pesticides on foster kids and things, but make it a movie, but then make it partially real. without hurting the kids to illustrate how horrible it is? Because folks will get upset about simulating it in a movie. They don't get upset about the real thing. There's just so many ideas out there. All right. I'm going to reset here. I kind of went off the rails. I'm going to come back with all the huge important news today, big guest and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Another global transmission on this Thursday, 22nd day of January, 2015 broadcast. I want to open the phones up throughout the transmission. We only have one guest joining us today to look at Hollywood propaganda and to break that down from a prosecutor's point of view. And in the meantime, there is a ton of off-the-chart, incredibly important news. And I was sitting here before we went live trying to figure out what I think is the most important story out of all of these. Is it Monsanto earnings fall 34% after year of global protest? Is it House Republicans drop controversial abortion bill ahead of Roe v. Wade anniversary? We thought that was going to pass yesterday. Inhofe calls Obama climate agenda a wealth redistribution scheme, but then votes to say that climate change is real. Senate votes 98-1 that climate change is not a hoax, but Inhofe said the way they wrote it, they just said, is climate change real or not? Well, of course climate change is real. They didn't say man-made, so they forced Republicans to vote for it to try to get the Keystone legislation passed that it was attached to, so they can then run around and say Republicans agree climate change is real, playing lawyer mind games with the public that's not paying attention. Because the public in every poll doesn't trust the government and knows we're in deep trouble, but they still don't know the details. So we're going to talk about that. Freedom of speech. Boston mayor bans bad-mouthing of Olympics at Facebook. And Facebook says it will filter out fake news. City employees are told don't criticize it even in your off time. British judge suspended for recommending straight couple to adopt a child in a battle with a gay couple. That's like saying statistically you want parents or grandparents to get a child, not the state. They turn out better 7 times. On average, 7 times better. They have 7 times less problems. Drugs, crime, prison. Those numbers are the same as Europe, same as here. Well, you say that, you're being, anti-social worker. I mean, they deserve to take the kids. And if you say, hey, the heterosexual statistically, need to raise this child. No, there's a line of gay people that can't have kids, and they want your kids. I'm not saying all gay people are like this, but there is a mill going on, and there's jurisdictions around the country, like Travis County in Texas, that's known to be the place to go, and they have homosexual couples moving here so that they can get in line to take CPS kids, because other counties won't give them the kids. And so there's an incentive to grab kids and then give them to gays because they can't have kids. Listen, go get a surrogate. You don't need to take my kids. And I'm sorry, this is what's going on. Heterosexuals are being preyed on. This is how gangs work. It's how they operate. And everybody knows I'm not a gay basher up here. It's not my cup of tea to tell people what to do in their bedrooms. Quite frankly, it wouldn't even be discussed here if there wasn't such totalitarianism out of the left that basically runs the homosexual agenda worldwide, that is very anti-family and very, very, very aggressive. I have a gay cousin, far removed, nice person, and I got invited to his birthday party once, and at a bar restaurant. And the gay men were in there to me and my wife talking about how horrible it was that we had 2 children. We have 3 now. And I just said, let's leave. These were aggressive, mean, unhappy people that were offended that there were, I guess, a few straight couples there. See, I wasn't wanted. And that's fine. Just listen, you hate me. You hate me that I got kids. You bought the agenda of not having kids. Then fine. Don't come after my kids. Pretty simple. And I'm not stereotyping here. I'm talking about a large, hardcore leftist contingent of homosexuals that everybody knows are operating like this worldwide and are filling up the social worker positions and the governmental judge positions to basically wage war on a heterosexual world that they think has oppressed them. When you go watch movies that are based on true stories, like The Imitation Game, that's a true story about the gay genius that invented a computer to decipher the German Enigma code with the Ultra system, he was persecuted. He was drugged with hormone treatment and committed suicide, and he was arrested for being gay. That's wrong. I didn't do that. I wasn't alive then. So see, what happens is there's this persecution complex, and then the persecuted become the persecutors fighting a battle that isn't even going on in most areas of the world. But you never hear the homosexual agenda, the anti-family agenda, the eugenics anti-population agenda is really why it's being pushed by the establishment. You never hear it criticizing, I'm sure you've noticed, what happens in Muslim countries where they behead you or chop your arms and legs off or burn you. Oh, no. Because that would be politically incorrect to criticize the precious radical Islamists, just like the feminist won't discuss any of that. So that's how it works. True liberalism in the Thomas Jeffersonian system is you can have any political view or live any way you want as long as you don't affect somebody else or take somebody else's rights. And I see a lot of totalitarianism out of the so-called gay agenda. And an anti-free speech agenda where reporters are arrested in England when they use the word homosexual. So that's why I use that term, heterosexual, homosexual. Words themselves are not hateful. Like the average dumbed-down person, white or black out there, thinks the word Negro is an N-word. It just means black in Latin. Caucasian just means they believe whites originally developed in the Caucasus. Caucasoid features. It's not anti-white to say Caucasoid. Caucasoid. But this is the ignorance. It's just like the black lady that runs the casino restaurant read in a book about Martin Luther King's favorite food, collard greens and fried chicken. I think that may be my favorite food as well. It's just Southern cooking, folks. And what it is racist Yankees when blacks moved up there after the Civil War. I'm not saying Yankees are bad, but that's where it comes from. They made jokes about blacks eating chicken fried steaks and collard greens and fried okra. But then now Hollywood says it's the South that makes fun of black people eating watermelon and fried chicken. That's what people eat in the South. That's what I eat on the 4th of July. And it ain't because I'm black. It's because it tastes good. But see, this is the mental illness I'm talking about. Don't use the word homosexual. Don't use the word Negro. Don't use the word heterosexual. That's hurtful. No, these are scientific words. And a casino with a black woman managing it, a black woman runs it. She wanted to put some Southern soul food out on the table. And they had to apologize for it. This is the mind control. Meanwhile, 52% of blacks are never born in this country and aborted. Everybody knows I talk about that ad nauseum, but it's over 55 million abortions now. 55 million abortions we know about since Roe v. Wade. That's the big issue here. And if you want to talk about black people being exterminated, we've got an example of it coming up. Video of unarmed black man with hands up, killed, shot 6 times by New Jersey cops. And they follow the police orders. The cops say, I'm going to kill you, and they shoot him. And it's pretty scary. I think a lot of this is contributing to the fact that the media has hyped up a black versus cop agenda, and innocent black people are going to pay when scared cops shoot them. But regardless, you got to punish these officers. This is very clear-cut in my view. And we can't have an attitude where the police are just 100% right all the time and you got to back them no matter what. That will create the climate that's caused so much dislike of the police that people like George Soros are trying to capitalize on. And if you want to talk about bad behavior of the police, we're going to play this video as well. Sleeping Illinois cop claims, quote, it's now illegal to record a police officer in public. They've tried to put people in Illinois in jail for life. We've interviewed the folks. It's been on CBS News. For life, for filming the police on their own property. They're claiming it's wiretapping to film someone in public. And they passed an Illinois law pretty much stating that now, because the cops were doing it without a law before, misappropriating another law, misapplying. Well, this law is unconstitutional. But that's tyranny. You've got cameras everywhere. The police have got cameras with microphones. How do they film you in public? Because there's no perception of privacy. Now, you go to somebody's business, and you tell them you want to have a closed-door meeting with them, and you go behind closed doors in a conference room, and you record somebody in most states. That is not illegal. 15 states it is. You got to have two-party consent. It's one-party consent in most states. I think it's disreputable. I think it's wrong. It's usually not admissible in court, but it is a First Amendment right. But I think it's a gray area when you're in somebody's house or business. It's up to the people letting somebody in to make sure they trust them. So a lot of times people take stuff they record that's legitimate, and then they try to project onto that something bad has gone on. But to have the police all over the country beating people up, arresting them for filming them in public is a serious crime, and police officers that do it need to be arrested and indicted for false charges and official oppression. That'll stop real fast. This is what you see in North Korea, not in the United States. We're going to come back and get to a bunch of other news. The doomsday clock set to move to 1 minute closer to midnight and more. Stay with us.
What's the best way to keep a secret from somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americons. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip. 1814,
we we took a little trip along with
There must have been 100 of them beating on the drum.
They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns.
Where to begin? Let me just get into the police issues right now, and then we'll get into long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors. Fox News. Since they came out with birth control pills in the 50s, they've always been linked to a bunch of different cancer. I mean, turning off your normal functions is going to screw your body up. 80 richest people in the world revealed new GOP border security bill removes the border fence. I tell you, it's bipartisan tyranny. That is all coming up. Drone flies through congressional hearing. Another drone crash carrying methamphetamine. NBC News. This is really just the rise of the robots. We'll get to all that in the next segment and open the phones up. But first off, look at this article. And I've got stacks like this every few days. And it's not our intent to sit here and just demonize the police, because that will then play into the role of an us-against-them mentality. But the Stockton police out in California fired more than 600 rounds at SUV. Court documents now show the bank robbery suspect, who supposedly had hostages, and they shot the hostage 10 times, killing her. I mean, that's this overkill business, where now they're all like special ops soldiers out there to fight an enemy. And so a guy gets out of his car with his cell phone and the cops shoot him. That happened in Austin. And the cop actually got in trouble because, okay, you're scared. You got a bunch of adrenaline. I get it. But it's this shoot 'em up training. It's this instinctive shooting training that a lot of police trainers are criticizing, because, yeah, it gets cops to where they're ready to shoot and not hesitate. But at the same time, they'll just pull their gun out and shoot a guy in handcuffs in the back because they're so brainwashed to just pull their gun instantly and shoot. It's scary. I mean, you're not gunfighters at the OK Corral is the point. And we, the citizens' lives, matter just as much as yours. And this new video of unarmed black man with hands up killed, shot 6 times by New Jersey cops. We're going to play that video and that audio right now, unedited, only bleeping the cuss words from the police. New Jersey police have released a video of two police officers shooting and killing a black man as he tried to get out of the car with his hands up. Now, let's be clear. We showed a national study just 2 weeks ago showing that whites and Hispanics are almost twice as likely to be shot by police per capita than blacks. So whites are getting shot like this, too, by itchy trigger finger cops. These are kind of like guys that go deer hunting for the first time that shoot the neighbor's cow because they think it's a deer and then argue they saw antlers. They get buck fever and they get scared to death. Well, the people you're aiming guns at get scared. The guy put his hands up, gets out of the car, and they shoot him. And it's all because there was a gun when the cops got in the glove compartment. Well, having a gun is not a reason to get killed. And I told the story of an Austin cop when I was still in high school. I was a senior. Pulled me over, saw a weight belt in the front seat, pulled a gun out instantly, shoved it to my head, and said, "Get your effing hands up. Get your hands up." I did. And he goes, "Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. What is that? What is that?" "That's my weight belt." He looks at it. All right. Well, you can go. You can go. At least he didn't shoot me or take me to jail or beat me up once his adrenaline got up. So we're going to play that video right now. Let's go ahead and go to it. They pull over the Jaguar.
"Hey, how y'all doing?" "How you doing?" "Good." "Hey, Officer Dave, Bristol Police. Reason I'm pulling you off, you went right through that stop sign back there." "What?" Right on South Pine Street." "Hey, you got a driver's license?" "Yeah, I got my driver's license." "Something, man. Can you go and grab it for me?" We stopped." "No, no. Show me your hands. Don't move. Get him out of the car, Raj. We got a gun in this glove compartment. Don't move. Show me your hands. going to shoot you. You're going to be dead.
Hey, Paulus. I want to come back and play this unedited because we're going up to break, but you notice it's a black police officer. So, see, Al Sharpton won't be able to make a big deal out of this, which I think is questionable. I don't think the cop wanted to kill him on purpose. He was scared. But having a gun in your glove compartment should not be a death sentence. But unfortunately, Al Sharpton and George Soros can't cause a race riot over this because it's a black cop.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shuttered from the sound.
Coming up, long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors, study finds. We're going to get into doomsday clock, set to move 1 minute closer to midnight. We're going to break down courthouse news report. DOJ asked judge to put BP fine at $11 billion. The Department of Defense and Cybersecurity announces that they do plan to use appliances, they already are, to spy on you and your family. We are all designated enemies under this system. That's how they claim to get around the Fourth Amendment. So we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up. But finishing that video, the chilling video, for radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the video unedited with the cuss words. if you so desire. The police officer's cussing so much that a lot of the audio is choppy. They've released the video. The accident, as they're calling it, took place, that's what Sputnik calls it, on December 30th of last year. But the video of the shooting was only just been released. The newly released footage shows two police officers, Brahim Days and Roger Worley. I think it's Brahim that's doing all the screaming. Pull over a car in the town of Bridgeton for allegedly not halting at a stop sign. And then the rest is history. There's a gun in the glove compartment. And so the cop obviously gets agitated, says don't move. The guy puts his hands up. And then the cop just starts yelling and screaming. And he appears to follow his orders, and then he just shoots him. The other passenger, the driver, climbs out on the ground, on his belly on the ground, and doesn't get killed. But, I mean, we don't live in Fallujah, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the problem with having militarized police. I don't want to be pulled over, and they open my glove compartment, and there's a gun, and then the cop starts screaming and then just shoots me. I've almost been shot in the head by an Austin police officer 24 years ago. I'm about to be 41. And I don't hate that officer. I understand he was scared of my weight belt, but I wasn't doing anything but speeding 7 miles over the speed limit. And so it's something we got to talk about, because these type of instances are up because of the training. And I want to illustrate again, this is a black cop doing this. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he wanted to shoot this person. But it just doesn't sit right that this guy's dead. And, okay, one of the guys had a record. Okay, whatever. That's not a death sentence. And I understand that it's a tough job. I don't want a police officer's job, especially in a bad area. It would be terrible. But if you are so scared that you're about to get killed that you're going to pull the trigger and shoot an unarmed person who isn't going for a gun, then I don't think you need to be a police officer. It's really that simple. Let's go ahead and play the entire unedited video. Here it is. They walk up on the car. He checks the license plate.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Officer Days, Bristol Police. Reason I'm pulling you up, you went right through that stop sign back there.
Where?
Right on South Pine Street. Hey, you got a driver's license?
Yeah, I got my driver's license.
What's up, man? Can you go and grab it for me?
Show me your hands. Don't move.
Yeah, he opens the glove compartment to get the license and registration, but there's a gun in there.
Show me your hands. Don't move. I'm gonna shoot you. You're gonna be dead. I'm telling you. You reach for something, you're gonna be dead. I'm telling you. Keep your hands right there. Jerome, you reach for something, you're gonna be dead. He's reaching. Show me your hands. No, you're not. Don't move.
The other guy's got his hands up. The other guy had his hands up. How would you not panic having the cop put a gun to your head and say that? So he puts his hands up and comes out of the car, and the cop steps back and shoots him, panicking.
Cuff him right there.
I mean, I don't want to be pulled over by that hothead. I tell you, man, what a nut. Total liberal, guaranteed. I was in the gym yesterday, and there was this woman going, I'm a conservative, but we've got too many guns, and they're so dangerous, and they're so scary, they need to be taken. And I just put my headphones on, and because she was on the elliptical next to me babbling. And 10 minutes later, I took the headphones off to get off the elliptical to lift weights, and she was still babbling. And I've seen people that see a gun in the hands of a citizen, they freak out. In the hands of a cop, they think, oh, it's fine. This is the fear. That's why open carry and things like that are so important, because then it desensitizes in a good way the public and everybody else to guns in the hands of good people. But I've watched the video. It's very clear. the guy had his hands up and was, you know, saying, come on, man, come on. And they just executed him. So the headline should be executed for running a stop sign in New Jersey. You now get the death penalty. You know, I don't know my crew's view on this because I watched this video this morning on Infowars.com. I came in, didn't ask them. Let's go to the control room here. This is unscripted, unannounced. They don't know I'm going to. Let's go to whoever wants to pop in. It could be Nico. It could be a Joe. It could be John Bound. Any of the folks in there, get a microphone. Give me your take on this. Let's go to John Bound. John, you want to talk? Yeah, let's turn on John Bound's mic. We're going to get in the habit here of you guys coming on air a few times a day. Bound, what's your take on this?
Well, as you said, it's blatantly like Fallujah in the streets of New Jersey. The streets of New Jersey are a very tough place to be, but the guy is clearly getting out of the car. One cop shoots him in the back, the other cop shoots him in the front, and as you said, it's buck fever.
Yeah, these guys would go deer hunting with you and would end up shooting the neighbor's cow.
Yeah, or the barn, something like that, yeah.
For the folks that don't hunt, I mean, you take some new hunters with you, this is what they do. Or they just get a gun in their hands and they start freaking out, especially if they've never been around guns. I mean, I was shooting Folgers cans at age 4 with a 410 to teach me the power, then watermelons. Then I was taught not to touch guns unless I was authorized. And by, I'm not bragging, by age 7, I could shoot the top off of a Tabasco bottle at 200 yards with a 3-power scope with a 243. Now, of course, I can't shoot like that. I don't want to digress, but I could shoot bullseye at 1,000 yards with a 308 Remington 700 by the time I was 14. But it's just for somebody immersed in gun culture, it's really hard to get my mind around northern policing, especially where they've killed the gun culture. That's where you see much of this going on. John, you were raised in Kentucky. Were you immersed in the gun culture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have a choice in Kentucky. And you learn how to use a gun. A gun is no different than a shovel. It's just a tool. It scares the animals away. It brings you food. People in Kentucky are generally not afraid of guns, but now we have this culture. There's a woman on Fox News the other day saying that we need to get rid of all semi-automatic weapons again. We need these guns because we have the police acting the way they are out there. If things escalate, then we'll be okay. Smith & Wesson's stock just shot up yesterday. So people are arming themselves out there, the general public, which is completely unrelated to the people that are in control because we are run by millionaires who are in a VIP club who are disconnected from the reality.
Well, I would
of
say 100 millionaires and billionaires, if you look at the top Democrats. I mean, that's just a fact. The Democrats are the top pretty much 15 people in Congress worth billions or hundreds of millions individually. It's truly outrageous. But I think a lot of people are getting guns, not so much for the police, but for the breakdown of society. And the media is using bad actions of the police like this to demonize police as a whole. That's the larger compendium of the manipulation. I noticed that Jakari came into the control room. I'm glad he's got something he wants to say. Jakari, what's your view on this?
Well, with this shooting, it's pretty ridiculous to me because he pulls him over. He says, I want your license and your registration. So many people, they put their registration in their glove box. So a guy opens his glove box trying to retrieve the registration, and he happens to have a firearm in there, and the cop completely freaks out about it. You know, so what are you supposed to do? Well, officer, do you want me to get my registration or do you not? And then the officer's actions, you know, he completely freaks out. He's not able to keep a calm head, you know, put your hands up. And there's a point in the video where we can't really see so much what the suspect is doing, but the officer, like, keep your hands up, keep your hands up. The guy exits the car and is shot multiple times for his efforts just trying to be a peaceful person.
That's right. And I've had the case where I have a firearm in the glove compartment and I tell the police officer, okay, I'm going to get you my insurance and stuff, but there's a gun in there. Would you rather come around and do it?
Mm-hmm.
And the cop just said, no, just do it slowly. But that's because I was so calm and relaxed,
right?
That it wasn't an issue. I mean, I get the fact it's nighttime. They're out there. One of the guys has a criminal record. It came out on the plate they ran. But they've got their hands up, and the guy just starts freaking out. The cop starts freaking out. And I've seen plenty of white cops do this on video. and shoot a black guy or a white guy. And my sarcastic point was, unfortunately, they can't make a racial issue out of it because, you know, the cop initiating is black. But the point is, it's not racial in my view in most cases. It is hysteria.
This black cop didn't shoot the black. 100%. It's not a racial issue. It's just these guys, it's the training that they receive. It's this federalized training. It's these no hesitation targets and all the whole thing that goes along with that. They're just completely freaked out that anybody who has a gun, anybody who has a constitution, anybody who actually knows the law better than the officers do, they're just convinced that these people are wicked devil criminals.
Absolutely. All right, Jakari, thank you. Anybody else in the control room want to add some points to this? Whenever we're waiting for folks to give a comment, we can play Jeopardy music in the background. Deet, 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 deet. That means answer the question. Okay, also coming up, Senator Schumer, sleeper cells might make bombs with household items. So now if you mix bleach with soap to clean something, why, the ATF's going to be raiding you. This is a whole new way to get in your house, and everyone's a suspected terrorist. Oh, my gosh. I've seen corrupt police do this where they'll pull somebody over and taser them or kill them and then hold up jumper cables and say, look, pipe bombs. We've seen that on the news repeatedly, where there's this attempt to act like they're just terrorists everywhere making bombs that are going to be used on the police. In fact, they've told police departments for 6 years, you will be hit by IEDs from veterans and gun owners in the future. So when you start getting bombed, out of the blue, who's the main suspect? The people that told you it was coming out of the blue sky, who are trying to demonize the liberty movement. The same people, like George Soros, trying to take unfortunate cases, some of which I think are legitimate shootings, like the Brown case. He did charge him. He did attack him. He did go to the hospital. The witnesses came forward. It was all made up. The Zimmerman case, a little bit more questionable in my view, because, you know, he is following him around the neighborhood. The guy's got a right to walk around the neighborhood and buy Skittles and tea or whatever. But then the news shows him when he's 12, not when he's, you know, 17 and looks like LeBron James on steroids. And then the black witnesses finally come out and say, yeah, he was on top of him banging his head in the ground. And then finally all that comes out. The Justice Department's trying to hide black against white in this country, and they want to turn that also on the police so they take the brunt of anti-government sentiment instead of the people at the top that are running the show. The same Republicans that we thought were going to vote to ban partial birth abortion, they didn't do it. They passed the same bill that was killed in the Senate last year. But see, they could pass it in the House knowing it would be killed in the Senate. Now, it would probably pass the Senate or force the Senate to vote for abortion. They didn't want to be exposed. So now they had a chance to ban abortion of babies that are viable outside the womb, unequivocally human, unequivocally developed, viable outside the womb. They didn't vote to do it. Just like they voted that climate change is real and said, well, climate change is always happening, but the Democrats did this as a rider so they can now say, why, every Republican but one voted and agreed that climate change is real. We need carbon taxes. So that's all coming up. I said I'd go to calls this hour, but is Lionel on at 12:30 or is he on at the start of the next? Okay, so we will open the phones up in the next hour. You've heard a whole spectrum of news so far here covered today. Any of these issues I mentioned, I'd like to get your take on them. I'd love to get your breakdown on it as a listener. First-time callers today, we do that a few days a week, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. Now, after the break, long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors, Fox News. We'll also get to this video of the cop in Illinois saying it's illegal to film me in public. I mean, that is shameful. And at that point, that police officer becomes a totalitarian agent of evil and is no longer a police officer under the Constitution and is an enemy of the Republic. Now, I don't wish any physical harm upon them. But the politicians that passed this are the kingpins. He is the enforcer in the street, in my view, carrying out a mafia edict. I mean, we do not live in North Korea. And police are not God. And the minute they try to make them God, you know they're getting ready to go after your pension funds. As Obama announced, they're getting ready to seize the education 401ks. I mean, this is happening. Briefly here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce that at current rates, we will sell out by next week. We came out with a discount line of super high quality products. The first is out, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Support. It has, 20 ingredients, 14 herbs, and then six other known extracts that massively boost the immune system in major studies. Echinacea, elderberry, golden seal, the list goes on and on. Concentrated. Pardon me, CJ? Oh, thank you. There's a bottle of it to my right. Thank you. I noticed I was looking for it. Here it is, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex. Out of the gates, we're selling it for $14.95, 25% off. It's only $19.95. This is a discounted product at $19.95. Our right side line for InfoWars Life is going to be high-quality organic herbs and other compounds that aren't on the expensive end. A special line of discount, but at the highest quality, Rolls-Royce at Pinto prices. Leading competitors have similar formulas are $35 to $60 for the 2-ounce bottle. This is taken sublingually, so you get high absorption. InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Ancient Defense. It's selling out very quickly at the sale. Maybe months until we have it again.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Whoa!
like as you, or just as fast.
Folks, you're recording?
I am, sir.
Are you aware that it is now illegal to report police officers in public?
Is it?
I'm afraid it is.
Is it?
And there is the video. Let's play that one more time for TV viewers so they can see the video.
Oh, so you're recording?
I am, sir.
Are you aware that it is now illegal to report police officers in public?
Is it?
I'm afraid it is.
Is it?
I'm afraid it is. In broad daylight, in the street, a cop saying, you can't film me. I mean, that is just outrageous. And they did pass a law that's written trickily, but implies if they don't know, it's wiretapping. They don't know? Well, I mean, the government is illegally breaking into our computers. Samsung and other companies are watching and listening to us and announcing it. But then separately, the government can't be filmed in public. Well, I guess an on-duty police officer in Illinois can't go work a football game because you might be on ESPN. There's no perception and expectation of privacy in public, and he knows it. Unbelievable. Who feels safe living in a country where the police in some areas with a straight face will say, you can't film police in public? What a load of bull. Unbelievable. Look at this report. Long-term use of birth control pills linked to higher risk of brain tumors. Since the 60s, they've been linked to all sorts of cancers. All we know is the cancer rates are going up. Taking certain forms of birth control over 5 years or more doubles the risk of developing a rare brain tumor, a study led by Danish neurologists has found. That's just one tumor they study. The study due to be published today in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology says that women who take hormonal contraceptives show higher rates of glaucoma, a tumor that affects around 5 people in every 100,000. Let's expand out of that. Every major water supply has these birth control compounds in them, and they found Prozac derivatives in all the water. In an AP investigation a decade ago, they found in every major city they studied, it was higher than what runoff could show. And they said, we don't know why. And it's basically a mix of different serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the Prozac class. But there's also a base chlorine / fluoride molecule. And we don't know why it's showing up. They're dumping it in the water. I mean, they put fluoride in the water. That's the basis of Prozac. Yes, we're living in a science fiction movie, boys and girls. Yes, they Trojan horsed all this stuff. Coming up, women on top is most dangerous sex position, scientists conclude. In a government study, missionary causes in the cowgirl position, responsible for half of all penile fractures, the London Telegraph reports. Yes, it's very dangerous. I'm glad we have government studies of that. Here's another one. Scientists create firewall for new forms of life. And here's another study. Feds spend $450,000 studying gay hookup apps. Yes, they're doing that for Obama. And trying to tell him which bathhouse to go to. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's just some of the news there, being a little sarcastic here at the end. But that's a serious, serious story here on the Washington Free Beacon. NIH project studied arousal of gay men when using Grindr, I think is the name of that. The National Institutes of Health has spent nearly $500,000 studying gay hookup sites. They awarded Columbia University to interview gay men who use GPS dating apps. You know, I'll guarantee you, just like they used, this is declassified, hepatitis shots in the gay population to spread HIV in the 70s when they started it. They used the gay population as a vector because of high levels of unprotected sex. I bet money this data is being gathered to figure out how to deploy weapons through the gay population. We'll be right back. Stay with us because they love the gays so much. That's why they do that.
Thank you for listening.
The globalists hate you and are on record saying they would use the gay population
today
to weaponize systems.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.